Well, say in the days before people had indoor plumbing placed in the back of the house where they would go.
Oh boy.
Around here called that.
That is generally called a latrine. Or a shit pit.
Or a what?
Shit pit.
You heard people around here call it that? Are we talking about a structure now?
That's what we're calling it.
Yes, so I gotta go to the shit pit.
That's one.
Okay.
Dump hole. Nice little words for that. I would say latrine though. Outhouse. Outhouse is really the overall. Outhouse is it. Latrine might be the more euphemism for it. I'm certain the shit pit would not qualify as a euphemism.
Who would be more likely to use that term?
Shit pit?
Yeah.
Possibly lower class people, I would think.
Would they use it seriously or jokingly?
More jokingly, I think, because I'm certain that they would be able to call it the outhouse if they wanted to. It would be amongst other people who would call that.
You ever heard any other terms?
The pit. Not really many right offhand, though.
Would you ever hear a place like that called the John?
Oh, yeah, the John. Oh, yeah, but I don't know the John. No, I wouldn't call that a John, because I think a John has more to do with running water and things like that, a built-in type thing. Inside the house might be a John.
What about
or a commode.
Yeah.
Or a crapper. Now, that might also be called a crapper, the outside building. I'd say it'd be a crapper.
What about privy?
Privy, yeah, privy is a very good term. You know a lot of terms, don't you?
But you have heard that used.
Yeah, privy, yeah, privy. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
You mentioned shit pit. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that word used in conjunction with another word in another way to describe something close?
Mm-mm.
Shit house?
Oh, shit house, yeah, shit house, yeah.
I don't know if you ever had much experience on
it. Oh, one other little term I've heard, the moon house.
Moon house.
A little appropriate one.
Why?
Crescent house or moon house. Because they're always supposed to have crescents on them, on the doors.
Why?
I don't know why. Why they put the damn moons there.
Some kind of design?
I wonder if the moons might have something to do with the moons that sit up on the benches there.
Have you ever heard people refer to them as a one-hole or a two-hole?
Oh, yes. That refers to how many people can take a dump sometimes.
Did you have heard it called?
Sure, yeah. One-hole or two-hole.
I don't know if you had much experience on a farm or not, but I'll ask a few questions about it. What about in this area, on a typical farm, some of the buildings that you would expect to see?
I would expect to see a barn, which might also be called a manger if it was more for storing corn and stuff like that, but probably a barn. A cow shed, perhaps, might be the name of it. Chicken coops, or chicken house. Even a chicken run, perhaps.
That
might be a chicken house that's pretty nice size, where the chickens can sort of, and a chicken yard attached to it, sort of fenced in where the chickens could run free within these certain confines. Hog barns, hog palaces. Now, a hog palace is basically nothing more than just where you keep a hog. But they call them palaces to sort of get away from the whole thing that's smelly as a hog and everything.
Do those things have any type of shelter, say?
They'll have a shelter there for the hog to sit in, lie under when it's very hot. They'll have what would be called a hog wallow, which would be a watering place where they can just lie down and get in the mud and everything. And maybe it'll have feeding troughs and things like that. And also it'll have associated gates associated with it too. This is a focal point for feeding them and also for shipping them off to market.
Now, is this hog palace the same thing as what some people might call hog pen?
Oh yeah, hog pen, yeah. But the hog palace is just a more...